Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip. It's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away. Piston's pumping.
Cody Jinks.
Minds are racing.
Because it's real country is not dead yet. He is your artist of the day. Cody Jinks. Rod, spell the last name. It's J-I-N-K-S, right?
Correct.
Is it
J-I-N-K-S?
J-I-N-K-S. Cody Jinks. Yeah. He's your artist of the day. And don't go ripping me a new one. Six G's.
I thought, well, no. I'm not ripping anyone a new one. Just think we should all be practicing kindness. Been listening to my meditation app. Turks and Caicos is totally worn off.
Yeah, it's gone. It's totally gone. Meditation app?
I got a new meditation app.
Were you not here for this story?
No. Remember, I turned it on before
at the hotel?
No.
Where she
is
fell
this
asleep?
The hotel where she got too hammered to have sex?
No, where she fell asleep because she was listening to her app before Chris got
there.
You
play it?
Feeling sleepy.
Can you play it?
So I was a little stressed out yesterday, and
I could tell. What was going on?
Oh, I just had a bad day yesterday, and that's just so silly because no one knows a bad day.
You needed a Snickers. You were not yourself.
You know, my mother always says, that's her quote, you don't know a bad day. So I'm, and that's true.
That's a great point.
And so I'm on my way home thinking, I don't know a bad day. I don't know a bad day. And I turn on my Oprah Super Soul Conversations. And the first thing that comes up, oh, Scott, you just wait.
Oprah Super Soul Conversations.
It has changed my life. I listen to it all the time.
Okay.
So,
hey, man.
So listen, the first thing that comes up, because it's a different one every day, look up the name Ray Hinton. H-I-N-T-O-N.
Yeah, I know that name,
Let
too.
Me just tell you how.
Ray Hinton.
Yeah.
The man just wrote a book called So the Sun Does Shine. The sun does shine. And do you know why he said that?
Because he was a member of AHA.
It's the first thing Mr. Hinton said as he walked out of prison.
Yes.
A free man.
I knew it.
After being on death row for 30 years for a crime he didn't
That's
commit.
That's where I remember
this
the
is
name.
The thing. 2015. Anytime you think you're having a bad day, you turn on Oprah and you're like, oh, hell no, I'm not having a bad day.
I'm not Ray Hinton.
30 years. And the name of his book is So the Sun Does Shine, because he hadn't seen it in 30 years. It's the first thing he said when he walked out of those prison gates. And, you know, someone took up his cause, thought they didn't have any evidence. How is this guy on death row? And sure enough, he didn't do it. Mm. It was a kidnapping, robbery, and double murder, I believe.
Who took him up? The Innocence Project?
No knowledge, nothing of this crime.
Oh, my God.
30 years. So anyway, this is my new thing. You just stop and you think, do I really have something to be agitated about
today? The Equal Justice
Initiative. And you know, there's Oprah saying, listen to Ray Hinton. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't have anything wrong with my day whatsoever.
Yeah, you were in a sour mood yesterday.
A little sour.
I could tell.
Yeah, and then there's Ray Hinton. So listen to his interview because, man, it will stop you in your tracks.
Oh,
he was mowing his mother's lawn when these two white guys came up. He said, can I help you? They were detectives, and he never saw a day of freedom for 30 years after.
Mm. Oh, you're lying.
Uh-uh. It is good, I'm telling
you. How old was he when he went to prison?
Oh, he was cutting his mom's grass at the time that they came and arrested him.
So he was young, probably 20s.
Yeah, 20, maybe.
Late teens.
Maybe.
He was born in 1956.
And the detective said to him in the car,
so he's 62.
I don't care if you did it or not. Let me tell you why you're going to be convicted.
What?
He said, you're in the South, son. You are going to have a white jury. You are going to have a white judge. You are going to have white prosecutors. And you will be found guilty.
Nuh-uh.
That's what the detective said. And that's how it worked out.
Well, those sons...
I've said the same thing, Whoa. Scott. I said the same thing. Because any time a miscarriage of justice on that scale happens, no one ever apologizes. Mm-mm. They don't say they're sorry.
You know why?
I was racist.
They don't want to get sued.
Well, I mean, you just can't. Can you even imagine?
Let me tell you right now. If that is true, if these detectives got him in the car and they told him, you're in the South, son, it's going to be a white jury, white judge, white prosecutors.
And it was.
You're going to prison. Mm-hmm. And even though we know you didn't do it, we just need somebody. I hope. And God dang it.
There really isn't any punishment strong enough for the people who put him there. There's not.
Not in this life.
There's not.
I hope that those SOBs
Amen.
Burn in hell. And as a Presbyterian, I don't even believe there's fire in hell. I hope there is for them.
Just FYI, the Denver Post just did a book review. It's Oprah's book pick for the summer. And the book review says, The Sun Does Shine is not an easy read, but it is worth your tears. Mm. Because, you know, you're going to read this and just think you want to fix it. Well, there's nothing you can fix for this man.
No.
Nothing you can fix. He was 29 when he was arrested while mowing his mother's yard in rural Alabama. And I will post this.
And he went to prison until he was 60.
Yeah. I will post this story.
Oh, my God.
And the other thing he said was, do you know how many of my friends, people that I grew to know, I would have to watch walk by my cell on their last walk? They would walk past me.
Well, no, let's not go feeling. Well, let's not go feeling sorry for them.
They're probably all guilty. I'm not saying they're not.
This guy was innocent.
But he knew.
So let's feel sorry for him.
He knew he was innocent. And his point was, do you know how many people I had to watch make that walk, knowing that someday I'm going to walk for something I did not do?
Mm.
They really got him out, right? Just in the nick of time.
Mm.
God love him. So, yeah, I'm not in a bad mood ever again. My whole life.
Let me hear the app. Play the app.
My meditation app?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called Pure Mind.
Pure Mind?
Pure Mind.
It's called Dana's Gonna Go to Sleep in a Hotel.
That's the problem. See, and then you pick. It says, what do you feel? Stressed, tired, lonely, scared, or excited? Okay. So what do you feel right now?
Me?
Yeah, gotta pick one.
Stressed.
Okay.
I don't, but let's just say I did.
Okay. Well, now it's going to think I'm stressed, and it's going to start sending me these positive messages all day.
That's okay.
Okay. So here we go. Here, it's real nice.
In this meditation, we will practice mindful walking to reduce anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The practice of walking meditation is helpful for anxiety.
I think this is one where you have to walk.
She sounds like she has cotton mouth.
No,
I find
her voice to be very
mesmerizing. Give me another one, because that's boring.
No, well, they're not supposed to be like a rave. Do you know what I mean? It's not supposed to be like, bam, 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 bam. It's supposed to be, okay, do you want to grow your own happiness? I can make that happen.
Yeah, I want to make happy.
Stand by.
Hello.
Hi.
In this quick meditation exercise, you can reset your day and focus on feeling happy. All
I know some dudes that grew their own happiness.
Decide that you will choose happiness today.
Just decide.
No matter what has been going on lately or what has happened in your day so far.
Okay, unless
she sounds like she's got cotton mouth, doesn't
she? Here's the problem with this. Unless, like, God forbid, your mother just passed away.
Happiness.
Like, if you're just having a regular day, you know, if you didn't just get fired or lose a loved one or something. Because when she does say, it will erase anything you've been through today, it's not going to erase the 6-car pileup that killed grandma. But if you're having a normal day, normal anxiety and stress, then you can listen to that and it will say, you're just going to choose to be happy.
So what if you are, like, you're driving home tonight, okay, mm-hmm. at 6:30, wherever. Yeah. You had a good show. You're feeling pretty good.
We're good.
The 4 kids are doing great. What would you listen to? Or would you just not listen to it? Do you only listen to it when you're feeling something?
I just, here and there.
So, like, you're going home tonight. Pick one.
I probably wouldn't because I'm in a good place today because I heard about Ray Hinton.
Okay, so you only listen to it when you're not feeling good.
Yeah, if I'm having like, then I'll turn it on.
But if you're having a good day,
yeah.
That app does nothing for
you. But the other day I was in traffic, Kara, and the person in front of me, God love him, was driving like 5 miles an hour. And the woman says, focus on something in front of you. And I said, no, that's the source of my anxiety. Move it!
I don't think you should be listening to that while you drive.
Well, not for the walking one. Walking meditation, I believe, requires one to walk.
Well, why does she talk like that?
I think Rod's more or less saying it's not a good idea to meditate while you're driving when you should be focusing on what you're doing.
Good point. Right. Good point.
I can focus on my happiness and my driving.
Okay.
Unless you're in front of me going 5 miles an hour and I'm late.
Oh my
focus
God.
On something in front of you. Oh, yeah, I can see her. She's been in front of me about 25 minutes.
Like, I'm focused on her.
Come on, Buick.
Was it an old woman?
It's always a Buick. Like, I don't know what it is about that car. Anytime I'm in a hurry and I look up and it's happening, it's a Buick.
Do you have to be 65 or older to buy a Buick?
I think you do.
I'm being honest.
I think you do.
And listen, I'm not saying anything negative against Buicks. I think those are awesome cars.
It's one of the first cars we bought, Joe and I, when we were married. It's the only car we could afford. It was a Buick. And
I thought Buicks were expensive.
In the back was a sticker. And it said A, and then there was a star. And I always said to Joe, is that like a KKK thing? Like, we need to take that off the car. I don't know what it means.
What?
What does it mean?
We finally figured it out. It was one of those old societies, like, you know, Shriners, but not Shriners. You know, the Freemasons or... So these old people in traffic would wave at us. They'd see the A. They'd see the Buick.
Oh, you're talking about like the...
Yeah.
What's that thing you had to get in school? Protractor.
I think it was like for the Freemasons or something. Because people would be like, yeah! And then they would see me and be like,
that's why I won't join that group.
You're not a Freemason.
Yeah, because you're a chick.
Right. I don't think men let women into those societies.
No, you can't. I don't think you can be a woman and be a Freemason. Am I right, Rod?
I don't know. I do think they have their own thing, though.
Like I'm telling you, there are some Freemasons here on the floor.
The Sisters of the Confederacy.
And they try to recruit you like crazy. I mean, they're like Jehovah's Witness.
Well, no, I think it's fine if that's your thing. I mean, I had a friend whose father retired from this organization after being in 50 years for like, was it a Mason Lodge one? It was one of those. And it was very important to him. And
what do you do in it?
You know, it's kind of social.
I mean...
Demented and sad, but it's sort of social.
Okay, Breakfast Club. Bender.
Just have it. Let me go. I don't know. Right there. In your world, you create any illusion that you want. There. But I want to keep the bottom light so it looks like mist. You could even take another 2-inch brush, and I have several, and tap it. Really get in there and tap it, and then lift upward. It'll help create that illusion.
Did he just say get in there and tap it?
He said really get in there and tap it. Go back.
Wait a minute. Bob Ross, you little perv. Dirty dog. Hang on.
Could even take another 2-inch brush, and I have several, and tap it. Really get in there and tap it, and then lift upward. It'll help create that illusion of mist right down at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's what she's got.
And sometimes.
Oh, if you or an aging parent is looking for a fun, gorgeous, affordable retirement community, Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park wants you. Month to month, apartment homes are available right now with gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, with all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. 3 meals a day, housekeeping services, travel in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. They got staff members out there who've been there 10, 20 years. 1- and 2-bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over age 55, and traditional assisted living services are there too if you need it. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Ask any of them out there over the age of 55, and they will tell you, we wish we would have done this years ago. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Check it out, SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
If I should call the Turtles. You up,
invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how
don't mind
the
if we
world
do.
Could be. So very fine, so happy together.
Story here from Katie Bergen at the Kansas City Star. The future of teen nights at a Lee's Summit water park now under review after a fight broke out at a social on Monday. Advertised as the Bahama Bash Teen Nights, the June 11th event was a social event for teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17 at the Summit Waves water park. The two-hour event included games, giveaways, a DJ, concessions. But the event began to spiral out of control when teens who had not paid for the event began jumping the fence to access the park. And others behaved in a, quote, disrespectful manner to park staff and police. At the end of the event, a fight broke out in the parking lot. Lee's Summit Police spokesman Christopher Depew said the department sent officers to the park on Monday. Quote, we did not make any arrests, and we had two off-duty officers in uniform working the event. They asked for assistance from on-duty officers dispersing the crowds and the fight. According to the city's website, tickets were sold to Lee's Summit residents initially, but opened up to non-residents starting the day of the event. The Lee's Summit Parks and Rec Department said in a statement on its Facebook page that it was cooperating. We will review Teen Night as a whole and determine the future of this event. Was this the first one? Quite a start. Why can't we just let kids cruise up and down 4th Street like we used to in Leavenworth?
Why
go to Taco John's, go to the Sears?
Kid have to start a fight that ruins it for everybody. I don't think they shut it down. I think you have to look at things like security.
They were jumping the fence, Dana.
I know. How often do you provide this type of activity? I don't know. I feel bad for all of the kids who went out there looking for something fun to do. It's going to be safe. It's going to be fun. And then this happens, and you're going, really? Really?
576-7798. Love to hear from parents whose kids went. 576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
New details into a deadly fire that killed five children. More next.
Simply the best for less. That's what you get with Window World. WindowsKansasCity.com. Make the move today to Window World. By the way, their windows so strong, they don't just stand behind them. They'll let you stand on them. How do I know? Because they let me do it. Window World, simply the best for less. WindowsKansasCity.com.
2:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A fire chief says investigators found no smoke detectors in a southern Missouri mobile home where five children died last week. But the fire chief says they may never know the cause. Three of the kids were siblings. The other two were their cousins. Their mother remains in the hospital, unconscious. The Federal Reserve has hiked its benchmark interest rate, signaling it may step up the pace of future rate increases due to the growing economy and, with it, inflation. Economist Joel Naroff says raising rates gives the Fed room to react.
The Fed is also raising rates because rates are still too low and they're worried about the next recession, and they want to have the ability to lower rates in the future just in case we do run into a recession.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know, I was talking to my buddy Jasper the other day. The summer menu is in full swing, and you know what that means. People ask me all the time, can I get tableside mozzarella theater yet? Are they doing the cheese yet? Are they doing the cheese at the table yet? The answer is yes. Make your reservation now. Get into Jasper's and ask for tableside mozzarella theater. They will make it right there in front of your eyes. One of the only places in the world that you can get tableside mozzarella theater. It's the coolest thing. If you've never seen them make the cheese right before your eyes with fresh heirloom tomatoes, this wonderful balsamic reduction, have your whole family get together, go into Jasper's and ask for that by name. Don't forget the slow roasted 6-hour pork shank. My dad gets it every single time. Will not divert from that best menu item. And they still have the grilled oyster dish that Jasper says might be one of the very best menu items they have ever had in that restaurant's history. That's saying something. 816-941-6600 for your reservation. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
Fair weather conditions in the forecast for the rest of today. We're going to ease on up to about 85 or so and then falling to about 70 tonight. A chance for a few showers and thunderstorms trying to move our way through the latter half of tonight and early Thursday. Otherwise, partly sunny Thursday and hotter. The high back up to the low to mid 90s. Sunny and middle 90s on Friday. Bone dry weather in the forecast for the weekend. And folks, if you're heading out and about, prepare for the heat. Our highs each day at 95. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
81 at KCI, it's 82 downtown, 82 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Hot sun beating down.
Into that one in a minute because the story's been printed over by pictures. Cocktail bars are facing something of a crisis. A fashionable global protest movement has nightlife venues scrambling to replace plastic straws. What? With more sustainable alternatives such as paper ones on the theory that doing so will reduce plastic waste in the oceans. It all sounds virtuous, but in reality, it's likely to make matters worse. Straws make up a trifling percentage of the world's plastic products, and campaigns to eliminate them will not only be ineffective, but could distract from far more useful efforts. This is according, by the way, to Adam Minter, who writes an opinion column for Bloomberg. The anti-straw movement took off in 2015 after a video of a sea turtle with a straw stuck in its nose went viral. Campaign soon followed, with activists often citing studies of the growing ocean plastics problem.
Yeah, and then stars started walking around with aluminum straws. Aluminum, like, reusable straws.
And there's a big movement for that. There was a story I read when I was not with you in the newspaper about a whale, I think it was in New Zealand.
It's horrifying.
Who had died with 70 plastic bags in its stomach?
Yes, the whale died and beached, and there is
a
photo of this whale, and out of its mouth spilled
70 plastic bags.
Just junk. Mm-hmm. It was plastic bottles, and they were describing how the whale ended up finally dying. I mean, there becomes this tipping point where a whale swallows so much trash that its system shuts down like yours would if you started eating plastic forks and bottles and everything else. And so I think with the straw thing, what I would say is I'd like to do something to cut down on waste. I agree. I don't think straws are it. I think plastic bottles, which I have right here, are way worse.
Then why do we do it? I mean,
I don't know.
You know what I've always found pretty amazing? And I recycle as much as I possibly can. And I, too, have a plastic water bottle here in the studio with me. You have a plastic Coca-Cola Zero bottle with you. We all talk a really good game, but we don't practice it.
Guess how many plastic bottles are created, used, or consumed a minute in the world.
And in the world or in the United States?
I am glad you're sitting down because it is unbelievable.
1 million a minute.
We are now at 1 million plastic bottles per minute, 91% of which are not recycled.
Huh.
Listen to this. This is from Forbes.
That's really sad.
Every person reading this has used a plastic bottle, many of whom likely used one in the past day, past week. Plastic in recent decades has become a staple of convenience. But several recent reports indicate the dire global situation associated with the world's plastic use. And two statistics jump out immediately. Globally, humans buy 1 million plastic bottles a minute. 91% of it is not recycled. On top of that, it is estimated that more than 500 billion plastic bottles will be sold in 2020. It presents an overwhelming challenge in responding to an exponential increase in recyclable yet unrecycled products. Guess how long it takes a plastic bottle to naturally decompose?
500 years.
400 years. It says on geologic timescales, 400 years isn't that significant, and one may make that claim that we'll just wait it out till the bottles decompose. However, there are no signs of decreasing plastic use globally. Hence, the plastic decomposition clock is constantly going to be reset. Secondly, and most importantly, we must understand how this increase in plastic waste globally impacts other systems and functions. That's the kind of thing that scares me to death.
Not enough that you didn't not buy that Coca-Cola.
Well, I hadn't read this before I bought it. By 2050,
you knew these things.
Scott, by 2050, the oceans will contain more plastic by weight than fish.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
It's just not good. It is not uncommon, as you mentioned, to see articles of sea life found dead with significant amounts of plastic in their stomachs.
So what are you going to do about it?
Here's what will make you stop. A recent study in Belgium found that people who regularly eat seafood ingest up to 11,000 tiny pieces of plastic every year. It's in your food. It's in the fish. We eat the fish. We're eating plastic.
So what are you going to do about it?
Oh, I don't want to stop eating fish.
Are you going to stop drinking Coke out of a plastic bottle? You're going to ban them?
I don't know.
Ron in Midtown. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Going very well, man.
I think an easy resolution to this is putting a price tag on it. Like they done pop bottles, you know, put a nickel on every plastic bottle. That'll lessen how many people are out here cutting copper wire out of the light poles and people's homes and everything else.
How do you figure?
Like, he's saying it will increase the recycling rate,
exactly.
or pay people to recycle. I think say it another way, Ron. Flip it around.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you incentivize recycling by putting a price tag on every bottle that's manufactured, thereby not creating trash in the landfills and or the oceans, then that'll give an opportunity for people to recycle. I mean, you probably won't see any laying around on the street since they're worth a nickel.
Okay.
But how many plastic bottles do you think you drink from per week?
I don't. And I'm going to tell you why. I actually am one who has a minor in sustainability. So.
You have a what?
A minor in sustainability.
Sustainability.
Oh, a minor. Okay.
Good for you. Yeah, did you know about the fish, Ron? Did you know you're eating fish with 11,000 tiny pieces of plastic in it?
Yes. I also have seen many videos and or pictures of the oceans, and they show where out in the oceans, there's certain place off the west coast where a lot of the plastic and trash drifts, and it's all, naturally through the ocean waves, it all ends up in a certain spot.
Yeah, there's actually a map, and Ron, thank you for pointing
out
that.
There's an island in the Pacific that it's uninhabited. But for whatever reason, because of the currents, it generates and collects a gigantic amount of sea trash.
So here's what you have to do. You have to incentivize recycling. And if we're only at 9% of these water bottles are being recycled, we can do way better than
that. Well, but keep in mind, that's worldwide. When there is a drought or when there is a famine, say in Somalia or in Chad or wherever, what does the United Nations and the United States send? Water bottles. What did they send to Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Crates of water bottles.
But see, we have to figure out, instead of just throwing that bottle in the trash, because you might say, am I going to make a difference? Well, if everyone recycled, yes, it would make a difference.
But Dana, when you're going through a famine and you're wondering, where's my next drop of water coming from? The last thing you're worried about after you drink a bottle of water that came from the U.S. or the U.N.
is sustainability.
Where am I going to recycle this?
Though? You're worried about your own sustainability.
Yeah. You're not worried about, well, I better get down to Walmart to the recycling center. JC in Overland Park. Hello, JC.
Yes, hi. I was talking about your recycling conversation
Please.
Going on.
Go ahead.
I just recently moved to Overland Park from Hawaii, and when I got here, I was so shocked at the recycling habits of the people that live here. In Hawaii, we recycle everything. Like, when we have our trash cans out by our driveways, uh-huh. we always have a blue bin out there, as well as our green bin and a black bin. So you have to, you pretty much have to recycle. And then also...
Or what?
Well, you don't have to, but it's just so convenient that you just do it. And then when you buy your sodas or your waters, there's a 5-cent tax on it. And to get that 5 cents back, you have to take it to a recycling place. So you can either put it in your blue bin in your driveway, or you can take it to the recycling facility to get your 5 cents back. So when I got here and I didn't see any blue bins, or even at parks, there's no blue bin at the park to put my water bottle
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
really?
It's just very different. That it's very convenient in Hawaii to recycle because
it's everywhere.
Like the airports or parks.
Our pickup day is Tuesday. On Monday night, I always put everything out by the curb. I put my recycling bin out. I didn't even bother putting my trash bin out because there's nothing in it.
Right. Well, that's good. I just was kind of surprised that it's not as accessible here to recycle. So, and I think if we made it easier, then you can still have your Coca-Cola in your office drinking it, but then you'll recycle it. So you don't
JC, I'm glad you brought that up. You said if we make it easier. How much easier do we have to make it? I mean, everybody gets, for example, when I got my trash bin at my house when I moved into Roland Park 8 years ago, it came with a large recycling trash can as well.
Everyone mm-hmm. gets that. Where I live in Grandview, there's no recycling that comes to your door.
There's no recycling.
No you have to take it to the recycling place.
Oh, okay.
They don't come pick it up.
You have a recycling bin at your office.
We do here, yes.
Okay, good. Well, just like simple things like that. Just having that recycling bin accessible, people will use it if they get in the habit of it. And I also think that taxing it when you buy it made a big difference in Hawaii, too, because people are like, oh, man, I got to pay 5 cents on top of the cost of this drink. So now maybe I want my 5 cents back. And, you know.
Yeah.
So people would actually take their plastic bottles and get a quarter?
Yeah, well, they collect them.
And
it's really, a lot of schools do fundraisers for it. And,
okay.
You know, kind of like what the gentleman was talking about. People won't be stealing copper anymore. They'll be collecting aluminum or bottles.
Hey, JC, thank you for the call. I do want to say yes, but. Yes, but, yes, but, yes, but. And this was in my stack last week, and I never got a chance to get to it. Cities are struggling with the cost benefit analysis across the country with these recycling programs. Do we need to do it? Absolutely. But more and more cities, and if you Google it, there's 500 stories that will pop up where cities are saying the cost to run recycling programs in our city so outpaces any return we get on the material costs back that it is becoming financially prohibitive to run a recycling program as a city.
Well, first of all, the cities should not be in the business of forced recycling. It should be the landfills. Because with everything that you recycle, it extends the life of the landfill that much farther. For example, Deffenbaugh, and I don't know if they lose money on their recycling, but Deffenbaugh and WCA all do recycling. Why? Because the more you recycle, the longer they can keep that landfill open.
Right.
And the longer they can continue to make money.
So it's in their best interest.
For you to recycle.
For you to recycle.
That's right.
Okay, here's one. St. Petersburg. In Florida, their three-year-old recycling program, 3 years old, has reached an undesirable tipping point. Operating costs now exceed the income from selling the recyclable materials. The shift is driven by falling commodity prices and new policies in China that cut off an important market. But even in the red and even in a volatile market, the program remains a valuable public service. My point is, cities are looking at this saying, do we continue down this road? Maybe not all cities.
576-7798. Got a full board. We'll get to all of you in just a moment. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Do you want $0 down, $0 a month with zero hassle, it is time for you to visit my friends at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head in for their no-nonsense, nothing sale. Zero down delivers any new Volkswagen, even the 2019 Jetta. I took that on a test drive a couple of weeks ago. I love it. It has Bose speakers inside the car. Amazing sound system if you're into, riding around town, bumping around to your music. It sounds good. But the warranty on that thing is even better. The warranty on the 2019 Jetta is incredible. In fact, all of the new VW 2018s and up at VW Lee Summit have it. It is 6 years or 72,000 miles. It is a transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is, hands down, the best warranty in the market today. Why pay more somewhere else? Get to the zero zone at Volkswagen Lee Summit. Go to VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
You know, I was in desperate need for a new pair of slacks about a month ago. I made one trip to one store because I knew exactly where to go. Byron on the Plaza. I received the best treatment from people who know fashion and know what they're talking about. Right before I went on my vacation, stopped by Byron again and got a custom-fitted sports jacket. World-class fabrics, a precise custom fit, and an in-house master tailor who can fine-tune your fit when it arrives. At Byron on the Plaza, you'll find sizes and fits for every man. They've got a huge selection of fabrics, ranging from dress shirts to stretch sports shirts. Walk into Byron on the Plaza today. You'll be wearing a new, perfect-fitting suit tomorrow. Park in the Jack Henry Building, 47th and Jefferson. Byron has the best fits for every man. In-house master tailors and a huge variety of luxury clothing available at 20 to 50% off for a limited time. Let Byron help you find your fit today.
Here on Dana and Parks. I prefer to eat my dolphin out of a tuna can.
Okay.
All right. Jeff. In Topeka. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Hey. You were discussing recycling. Mm-hmm. I used to recycle pretty much everything that was recyclable. And anyway, a very good friend of mine, he stopped by one day. His family owns a number of landfills. Anyway, he asked me what I was doing, and I told him. He said, "You're wasting your time." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said, "The majority of that stuff ends up in our landfills and other landfills." And he says, "I'll prove it to you." I said, "All right." So we hopped in his truck, drove out to one of the landfills that they own. As far as you could see, newspapers, plastic, glass, aluminum cans, steel cans, you name it. And it's like, and he told me, I said, "Well, why is that?" He said, "A lot of these recycling companies, they can only take so much of this stuff."
Right.
"Because obviously we're throwing away and using more than what they can handle. So it goes to the landfill."
Now, wait, Jeff, how do you know that that was recycling and not just people who threw newspapers in their garbage or glass in their garbage?
Well, I'm sure some of it is, but he told me that some of these they take these container trucks and they take them to the landfill, recycling business, whatever it might be, and they just said, we're full. We can't handle anymore right now, so get it out of here.
Yeah, and Jeff, thank you for the call. We can blame China for some of this. The New York Times did a great article on this a couple weeks ago. And I said to Scott during the break, the photograph on the front page of this story, if I walked into this center and it was in Seattle, would have given me a panic attack. It is just rooms and rooms, floor to ceiling, of plastic. And China announced recently a new broad anti-pollution campaign. Okay?
Okay.
They announced last summer, China, that it no longer would take foreign garbage. Well, the United States and many cities and states in the U.S. used to ship our recycled materials to China. China would sort it. We had some agreement with China to do this. Since January 1, China has banned imports of various types of plastic and paper and tightened the standards for materials it does accept.
You know, I'd like to hear from somebody who works for one of the local landfills.
This is right here, Scott. Listen, in recent months, thousands of tons of material left curbside for recycling in dozens of American cities and towns have gone to landfills.
No.
In the past, municipalities would have shipped much of their used paper, plastics, and other scrap materials to China for processing. But this broad anti-pollution campaign started January 1, and China is now saying, no, we don't want your crap. We certainly don't want your foreign crap. Keep it. Now, I'm not saying that's happening in every city, but it's happening in enough cities that the New York Times did a huge story on this. May 29th was when this story posted. Seattle is one of the cities. Let me see if it...
Seattle, one of the most liberal cities in America?
Recyclers in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Germany are scrambling to find alternatives since this started. The fallout has spread far beyond the West Coast. The president of E.L. Harvey & Sons, a recycling company based in Westboro, Massachusetts, said he had around 6,000 tons of paper and cardboard piling up with nowhere to send it.
Oh, man. So every night when I take these stories that I print off the computer and I put them in my recycling bin, there is a chance that it's just going into the landfill.
I don't want to say that because I still want to believe that the best practice is recycling. It's better than ending up in the belly of a whale in the ocean. And if you don't recycle, then you are 100% knowing this is going to end up somewhere it shouldn't.
Man, we suck at being human beings.
There's a reason recycle is the third part of that. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Absolutely.
There's a reason it's the third one.
Newsroom Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ. Praise for the president from some congressional leaders, even as one worries about what he's calling the Trump cult. More next.
You know, I've been bragging about my girlfriend who is down 50 pounds. I think it's actually 52. Last time I talked to her, I keep shortchanging 50 pounds since she went in to see Dr. Teig at the Center for Nutrition in Leawood. And whether you want to lose 20 pounds like I did, 50 like she did, we had a guy call in yesterday during the Dana and Parks program who lost 100 pounds with Dr. Teig in 9 months. He called in yesterday, and that is just a life-changing amount of weight to lose. Try it. Medically managed weight loss. You will love the program. You'll love the staff, the meal replacements, the vitamins. I look better. I feel better when Dr. Teig's in my life, and I hope you go and check it out too. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 or teignutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.